Welcome to Talks Land, a weekly land education talk show devoted to learning about land and farms, buying and selling, ownership, especially for the real estate agents and realtors. Learn from the experts, free land education. Hi, my name's Lou Jewell. I'm an accredited land consultant with United Country Real Estate, Sutton Properties, our new company and name, along with our co-host, Teresa Martin, who's one of our agents in our firm. Buying and selling homes, land and farms in Western Piedmont, North Carolina, Southern Virginia, give us a shout. We'll help you out. Our new office is at 102 East Main Street next to BB&T Bank in downtown Pilot Mountain, North Carolina. Please make a note of our changes. Our new company website is www.allsuttonproperties.com, A-L-L-S-U-T-T-O-N properties.com, or you can still use the old one, MyLandPro.com. A program note, Dr. Barbie Ask the Doctor show will follow this show and will air at 10 a.m. Don't miss him. And Doc's always got some great stuff to share with us. Our guest today is Dagmar Sands. Dagmar, welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Lou. I appreciate you having me on the show.
It's quite a privilege. And we have a guest co-host that I'm sure you know that we had on last week, Bob Hatcher, who's an accredited land consultant. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you for having me. Great to be on with the two of you.
Well, you're going to be our guest host today. I'm just going to kind of ride in the background. We want to learn about an international organization that you both have been part of and have contributed to at the highest levels. And it's called FIABCA, the acronym, F-I-A-B-C-A. And we have it's an International Real Estate Federation. Dagmar, can you say it, because it's French, and I don't do French, I do Pig Latin.
FIABCA is a international acronym for International Real Estate Federation.
And the French and name of it? Federation International
Association. I don't have that written exactly the way it's pronounced in French, but we always just say that it is an International Real Estate Federation. It was founded in Paris back in 1951, and it's a networking organization that under its umbrella has lots of different organizations, which one of those is the one that you guys all belong to, which is RLI. And ULI, we've got the CCIMs, we've got NAR, National Association of Realtors, and their Appraiser Institute is part of it, auctioneers. So it covers a wide range of associations. Their total right now, 99 associations, 95 are academic, and then public institutions. We have 2,300 regular members and over 1 million associate members.
Wow. That's quite, and that's in many, many countries around the world, I'm sure.
Yes, we're in 71 countries right now.
Wow.
Yeah, Mark, why don't you tell us about the World Congress?
Okay. Every year, once a year, FIABCA has a World Congress in a different country. So members of the organization fly in, and for 4 or 5 days, they have an opportunity, number one, to get education about what's happening in FIABCA. Number two, we have marketing sessions where you can present your properties. Then we have an evening Preedy Excellence Award where around the country, different developers and development can nominate themselves and can put their project. They are rated against other projects in different categories, like, for instance, office, retail, assisted living, shopping centers, different things. And then the award is called the Predict Excellence Award, and it's awarded to members that submitted their project. I'm proud to say that Atlanta, Georgia had two projects. We have the Johns Creek Technology Park, and we have the Atlanta Beltline as Preda Excellence Awards that were nominated and awarded this award. And what's so incredible about that is these developers can take that award and use it for their marketing, and they're put into a very exclusive book of all the different projects around the world that have won this particular award.
Dagmar, many you've been to? What city?
Well, I have, with FEOPSI, I have traveled to 41 different countries. Every time FEOPSI would say we have a trade mission to Panama, I'm there. If they say we have a trade mission to Switzerland, I'm there. I have attended every single Congress just about. I started back, I became a member in 1987. And my first Congress was in Vienna, Austria, in 1989. And ever since then, it was like I always say that I fell in love and started a love affair with an organization called FEOPSI. And instead of spending a lot of money marketing myself locally, I decided to market myself internationally. So by attending these congresses, having a PowerPoint presentation at the marketing sessions, bringing my clients' projects to the world and marketing myself, my company, and their projects, their land or their office building or any kind of a listing that we had, we promoted it worldwide. And so I love going to the World Congress because you meet the people face to face. You get to sit, like for instance, I sat with the Mr. Irtsi Putra, who was a developer, and he developed 17 cities in Indonesia. Not 17 buildings, but cities. So sitting next to someone like that at dinner and learning from them how do they do things, or a gentleman by the name of Alan Tong, who was our world president. He was the condo king in Malaysia. So sharing with me, he was telling me when the market was down how I could market condominiums or different projects differently by changing the square footage and still getting the same price per square foot. And you just learn a lot of things that you would not learn just from reading a book, but sitting with these people at these dinners and networking with them. I always said the best networking that's done is in the evening after hours when we sit maybe in the bar in the evening and we discuss different things and everybody opens up and tells you what works in their market.
Dagmar, I don't know whether you remember or not, but you and I, although we live 30 miles apart, and going to, I first met you in Chicago at the Knickerbocker Hotel next door to the Playboy.
Right. That was back in 1994, I believe, Bob.
When 93 or 94, yes.
We were in Chicago at the World Congress. Back then, Mayor Daley closed Michigan Avenue, and we had FEOPSI members with their flag to Z, each country, started with like Andorra, and we marched down Michigan Avenue, and then, that's correct, Bob, we met there, and, you know, we began getting to know each other at different areas. I remember, Bob, you were listing some property in Paris, France, and we took one of your signs, and we, I think it was like four of us, took a trip to the property. And you held up the sign saying for sale, and we discussed marketing that property.
Out there at Disney World in Paris. I remember it well.
Yeah.
Great day.
So there are different things. FEOPSI has done so much for me. At first, when I first got in real estate, naturally, my focus, because I'm bilingual and I was born in Czechoslovakia, came to this country as an immigrant. And when I got my real estate license, I wanted to help foreigners that come to this country in their own language. So because I was from the Czech Republic and I spoke German and Russian and Czech and Slovak, I started working with clients that were from those countries. So I would sell them their first home. Next thing I know, they wanted to open their own business. And so I became either a retail rep if they wanted to have a space in a shopping center, or I would open up their office for them, or if they needed Firestone or any kind of industrial, then I would get to work with warehouses. I also started selling churches to these different communities. In 1985, I opened my own company called Real Estate International, and our motto was sold in any language, and what we would do is no matter what these clients needed, we would assist them. So we would sell them their first home when they come to the United States. We would relocate the employees with their company that were relocated here with them. We would find them land to build either their factory or build their building. Then we would sell them a church, Romanian church. I worked with the Japanese school, sold them. Actually, we sold land to the Romanians, and then they said, we can't build. Can you sell us a church? Well, I didn't know in the United States you could sell churches. So I created a big postcard. I sent that out and said, seek churches, seek in churches. And as a result, I sold 12 churches in Atlanta to different denominations, to the Koreans. We did a Hindu church. We did the Japanese bought one of the churches to convert to a Japanese school. It was called Segakuin Atlanta International School. And so things have taken me, because of Theopsy, into different aspects of real estate that I never thought I would be into. Racetracks. There's a cute story about a gentleman called me from an article that was written about me saying that I was exporting capitalism and that our company is unique. And his name was Jimmy Easterling. He was in Montgomery, Alabama. He called me up and said, I want you to sell my property. And I said, well, Mr. Easterling, what are you selling? He said, a racetrack. And I said, well, we don't sell gas stations. And he said, no, this is a racetrack. And it was a drag strip. So Bob Hatcher was licensed in Alabama through his company. I think it was called Hatcher and Island, right, Bob?
Yes.
And he and I traveled to meet Mr. Easterling. We listed that property in Montgomery, and I signed up and joined IHRA and NHRA, which was the International Hot Rod Association, got a database of all the racetracks, and I started marketing this particular racetrack in Montgomery to different clients that were into racing. We did receive, Mr. Easterling raised the price to $6 million. We received an offer from a gentleman that was from Africa, Nigeria, I think, and he offered $4.5 million. He was going to turn it into a international sports arena to sell it at that time. But what that did for me is I've already marketed myself as a broker that sells racetracks. So like today, for instance, I have 3 racetracks for sale because these owners, you know, kept up with me and they're contacting me when they want to sell their racetracks. So Theopsy's opened doors for me that I never thought were possible to open.
Well, you know, Dagmar, it's interesting how you can ever find anything. I remember the day we went to look at that racetrack, we met at an RLI meeting in LaGrange, Georgia.
Yes.
We went from there. Lou, this racetrack, it had a track that was maybe 4,000, 5,000 feet long. Used to land at 747 on the tremendous racetrack. Had condos and everything. But it shows you someone with a little spark, ingenuity, and who's willing to work and do wonders with an organization like Theopsy or RLI.
Absolutely. And then, you know, I think I joined RLI for a while there. And, you know, I met other members through RLI, like Bobby in Florida. Met a lot of people here and in South Carolina that were members who later joined Theopsy. So it's like a family of people across the country. We started doing, when I was the president, Bob Hatcher was the president of Theopsy USA before me, and I was the president in 2008. 2007-2008 was my term, and I started doing monthly calls, and we would get on the conference calls and ask members across the country, hey, Hawaii, what's happening in Hawaii and how are you marketing your properties? Colorado, what are you doing? New York, what's happening there? Florida. And what was incredible that these members would share stories, and it was like a case scenario of from the beginning to the end how they did a transaction. Our very good friend Rennie in California sells wineries. You've got people like Sheldon Good that Bob Hatcher was involved with his firm who does auctions, and I learned so much from the auction industry, how to promote my properties.
Dagmar, we'd love to have you back in RLI. And that's our special guest today, Dagmar Sands and Bob Hatcher. This is Let's Talk Land. Our guest today is Dagmar Sands, and we got a guest host who was on our show last week from Atlanta, both in Georgia folks. Doctor, I like to call you doctor, but it's Bob Hatcher. And let's continue our conversation about FIATSE, which is a worldwide international real estate networking group.
Okay, well, Bob and I both have done land transactions, and I've had every time I have someone that calls me that has land, for instance, right now there's somebody here in Metro Atlanta area that wants to sell 500 acres of land, and they are talking about having a lot of timber on that property. Well, Bob Hatcher is an expert in timber. So I called Bob, and when this gentleman, because he's talking about putting it on the market, we're going to go visit with him, and Bob can look at the property and tell him how much land is worth, and he can offer the timber's worth. So it helps me by having Bob as part of my team to help me get listings. And I remember one story where I was trying to list in South Georgia a large tract of land, and the owner wanted to sell this piece of property. I met with him at his office, and I just felt like he was trying to overprice the property. So what was so incredible, you know, he was telling me the property is worth this much and this much, and I said, well, let me do this. Let me put my partner, Bob Hatcher, on the phone, and I called Bob and said, Bob, I'm looking at this property in South Georgia. I didn't give him exactly the name of the property, but I told him basically where it was. And Bob goes, oh, yeah, I just sold a tract right adjacent to that property. And it sold for this much, and it had this. And boy, was that important for me, because it made me look very professional to have someone on my team like Bob Hatcher to justify the price that I said I felt like it was going to list for. And, you know, Bob was the selling broker next to that property, so it was so helpful to me. And another story about land that from FIOPSI, I did have a gentleman that called me and wanted to buy a property in Newton County, which is in Metro Atlanta area, but I've never been to that area. It was sort of a rural area. And this gentleman asked me if I could sell it for him. So we looked up the tax record. I went to the Newton County Courthouse. I looked up the owner of the property, and the owner was German. He lived in Germany. His name was Mr. Walter Schmidt. And so one of my German agents, I told him, I said, Gunther, go ahead and find out if Mr. Walter Schmidt would want to sell this property. And we called Germany, talked to him, and he said, yes, not only do I want to sell it, but there were 60 other German investors that invested in that area, and we may want you to sell their properties as well. So out of that one transaction trying to help this one gentleman, and because of the international experience and having bilingual agents, we were able to land and sell that property and sell other properties of the other people who were either in Germany or in the European Union. So,
yes, sir.
Dagmar does not just specialize in one thing, as you can hear. She's tackled a lot of things. I've gone with her to look at chicken houses, lodges, hunting plantations. And, you know, it takes a certain amount of people's skills, a certain amount of business acumen to be able to deal with landowners. And I think anyone who deals with a person with Dagmar's background is going to feel confident that they're dealing with a real professional in the field.
Well, you can't be an expert in everything. However, you can surround yourself with a team of people so that if you have to have an answer and want to be professional, you can, at a phone call or one meeting, bring those people in who can assist you, and everybody can benefit in the transaction,
always
the buyer, the seller, and the brokers that are involved in the deal.
Yeah, I always tell my students real estate is a team sport.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right, Lou.
So this is fascinating. You both have some incredible between the two of you. You've got 5 and 6 pages of resumes with awards. You guys have won medals of honor. Bob worked at the UN, was a liaison for PIOPC. The experience you guys have together is just mind-boggling. It's quite a pleasure to have you on today and learn some of the secrets that there is another world out there and that real estate is local, but it's also international too. And what a great organization.
Exactly. And you made one point. Bob and I both have gone to the United Nations. We have a meeting. PIOPC has a meeting at the UN once a year. So Bob Hatcher, Charlie King, and myself would fly to New York. We would get a limousine. We'd go to the United Nations for the luncheon, and we would fly back the same night. So it was impressive to show our clients, hey, we were just at the UN, and share with them what we learned at that meeting.
And what were some of the things that was discussed in these meetings?
Well, United Nations, PIOPC has a special status there, and we have built houses for underprivileged people around the country. We have our own special UN habitat. And we have built homes in Panama where we have actually got homes that were built there. And so we're helping and giving advice at the UN about the housing market. And there's been also a special fund created, and PIOPC members could participate if they wanted to. For instance, for $5,000, we could build a home in these underprivileged countries. And, you know, it's a good feeling. The gentleman that started that program, he was really so excited, and he had the connections at the UN, and he got PIOPC involved. So, and I know Bob has been many times and to the UN with me, and we try to go there every year or as soon, you know, I've been there so many times that
right.
That has just been real impressive.
I got a question. If someone that's listening to this show and they just heard what you just talked about, if they wanted to contribute, could they do that? It doesn't have to be through the organization, right?
Yes, they could.
Okay.
Yes.
So we'll get your credentials and contact information. So anyone out there listening and like to participate and help build homes around the world, this might be an opportunity, and I'm sure that's tax deductible.
Exactly. Yep.
President of RLI, the president of PIOPC, and also several of the world presidents have been former NAR presidents, National Association of Realtors. So it's a really connected organization, and you get to interface with a lot of people, and some of them are quite unique. Being a timber guy, I was really exposed to a heck of a deal out in Nevada. This lady brought me a brothel to play on. I never did get to visit it, but it shows you the scope of our contact.
Well, Bob, and you had like a 300,000-acre piece of property that you were trying to sell through PIOPC as well, correct?
Right. Down in Chile.
Yes.
Actually, it belongs to a man from Alabama, okay? And I've worked on properties overseas, belongs to people in the U.S., and worked on properties in the U.S. that belong to people from France, Germany, a lot of countries. One of the numbers that impressed me, Jaguar, I think you said you're up over 50 different nations.
71 countries now.
71?
Yeah, we used to be 62. Now we're in 71 countries.
Yeah, I'm looking at your old promo, but that is amazing. You ought to get some sort of award. Lou, what kind of award can we give a person for dealing with that many people?
I don't know that I qualified to answer that question, but I'm sure if I had the opportunity, it'd be something large.
Well, I had a real great great opportunity, too, because I'm from Czechoslovakia, and when I first moved to this country, there was a lady that was a Czech, and she was an American citizen who helped us co-sign on our first property we purchased here. And 28 years later, when I was in Denver, her son, Bobby, called me up and said, listen, our mother passed away, but we did get some land back, and it was a farmland in the Czechoslovakia, in the Czech Republic, and I have an offer from a client who would like to, and I think it was like 17 hectares of land, and he said, I've got the offer. Could I come to your office and you translate the contract for me? So I said, I'd be glad to, because his mom helped us. I wanted to help him.
Of course.
So when he arrived in my office and I looked at this contract from the Czech Republic that they wrote, I said, Bobby, how do you know this property is worth this much? And he said, I don't. So I contacted a FEOPSI member in the Czech Republic. I contacted my cousin, and I said, I need to check it out and see if they're offering him a right price. And we found out that the property back then was worth like 30 million korunas, which was right at $1 million. And the price that was offered was nowhere near that. So he gave me a power of attorney, and I negotiated almost 8 months back and forth with the buyer that was interested. He was from the Middle East, but he lived in the Czech Republic. He spoke Czech language, and we went back and forth. And I flew to the Czech Republic. He picked us up in Prague. We went to look at the property, and I negotiated that deal, got him four times the amount, close to $1 million, when it was all said and done. So I flew up there with him. And the interesting part about that transaction is in the contract they kept writing that once we close, the buyer would receive his money in 15 days. And I kept striking that out and saying, no, in the United States, when we close, the buyer gets the money at the closing. And so we made an agreement that he would sign all the documents, and once it was all signed, he would pick them up, hold them to his chest, and say, I'll give you these documents once we get the funds. And it was interesting because they walked us directly to the bank and made the wire transfer. It took 3 days for the bank SunTrust call me and said, the money's here. And at that point, we released the documents and we closed on it. So, you know, it was interesting to not just sell properties to clients here in the U.S., but to be able to help him with his 17 hectares of land in the Czech Republic.
Every trend.
You know, one of the things, Luke.
Yes, sir.
I think it did. It was international real estate. Is when you're getting overseas in Europe, even in some places in Latin America, the properties you deal with are not the size that we have here, but the property, the desire to own the dirt. In most nations among the people. Very important.
Yep.
No matter what, Vietnam, Ireland, wherever.
And I'm working on a deal right now here in Atlanta. It's about a 25-acre tract of land, but it's going to be rezoned to commercial. It's not just regular timberland, but it's going to be rezoned development. And because of my experience with rezonings, I've done a number of rezonings with land. I've learned so much because I can go to, again, the team members in FEOPSI and say, hey, what do you guys do and how do you do this? And last 2 or 3 years, I was able to sell properties for Mexican guys. Well, the seller was Indian. The buyers were Mexicans. And they purchased the land from me, the Indian buyer did. And we went through rezoned it, and he was able to sell it a year and a half later for three times the amount of what his investment was. So sometimes you can really help clients by having your team of experts and having that knowledge and experience to really make a good profit.
You know, Lou, one of the things, and I'm sure Dagmar will agree with it, when you're dealing with international clients, if the owner, if the buyer owns timberland in Germany, he's more likely to be interested in timberland in the U.S. It's probably hard to sell him a racetrack. People tend to stick with the category of real estate that they understand and appreciate when they're going from one country to another.
I agree. Sure.
So our guest today, and I hate to interrupt, but it's Dagmar Sands and Bob Hatcher. This is Let's Talk Land. So we're talking about the incredible organization FIATSE out of Paris, France, established in 1951. And we have two of the past presidents on our show today, Dagmar Sands and Bob Hatcher, who Bob's our guest host today. But I wanted to bring up something more locally. This is an international show. But I'm very proud of our North Carolina Association of Realtors. We're about 48,000 strong with 111,000 licensed agents in the state currently and about 16,000 offices scattered through our 100 counties. But this is just a press release that came out in terms of our involvement at the state level in international real estate. It says North Carolina Real Estate announces Global Network, a new network resource tools to support international real estate Greensboro, North Carolina, January 25th, 2018, and North Carolina Realtors Global Network, a one-stop shop for North Carolina Realtor members working in the national market, as well as organizations seeking to relocate the United States and North Carolina specifically. Officially launched today during the North Carolina Realtor Realtorship members of Grandover Resort, designed to make global real estate market more accessible and profitable and ethical for North Carolina realtors, it offers resources, research, and networks of experts and networking opportunity for members practicing or interested in international real estate markets. It also serves as a resource for entities seeking local experts who know the market locally and globally. North Carolina Global Network stemmed from the Association Economic Development Committee, which wanted to further NC Realtor mission to support economic development for members' opportunity to increase professional prospects for members to keep their finger in the pulse of potential investors and international partners. Benefits and outcomes of the North Carolina Realtors Global Network include international branding reinforcement, virtual and face-to-face networking opportunities, education and specialized credential opportunities for North Carolina Realtors, international NAR membership, differentiation. We are excited to launch this global network as resource of commerce and residential brokers. We look forward to providing network opportunities and new business for North Carolina members through state and local connections, education opportunities, and opportunity communities reach. But anyway, I just wanted to put that on the record that we are very involved in the international market.
Well, you know, I've always said, Lou, that you have to think globally and sell locally. And so any member that joins FIOPSI or any organization for that matter, what they're looking for is to get, number one, education. So FIOPSI, what it's done for me, they had a designation called CIPS, Certified International Property Specialist.
Right.
In 1985, I got my designation. And, 1995. And that designation helped me to recognize that I work with international clients. I had to, at that time, complete 5 international transactions and do a case study on each one of them and get the designation.
Right.
Then they have designations like FIREC and FIPC, which is the FIOPSI International Property Consultant, and FIOPSI International Real Estate Certificate. So I got all of those designations, again, that helped me. When I was the president in 2008, on our website back then, we created something called Library of Forms so that if a broker, let's just say like myself, who was specializing in different categories, but all of a sudden I had a client that called me up and said, listen, I want to sell a hotel. And I didn't know that much about the hotel industry. I could contact this particular Library of Forms, and it had a form that the HBI, Hotel Brokers International president, shared with me, and it basically was a checklist of the questions to ask about a hotel how many rooms and all that. We also had something, and we still have that. It's called Broadcast Email Internationally. So if I had a listing that was unique and I wanted to send it to every Theopsy member in Germany, I could use the broadcast email to blast it out to them and ask for their advice or help in that country.
Right.
Or I could send it to somebody in China or India or whatever. We had the broadcast email, Library of Forms, and the marketing sessions, in my opinion, were the best things that any member needed and was looking for. We had something called a student exchange program where we had students. I personally hosted a student from Paris. I had some from Australia. I had somebody from Germany, and I had somebody from Canada. So they stayed at my home for a week or 2 weeks, and they would go with me on listing appointments, and they learned about the education. But I also learned from these students, you know, about their country. They shared with me about what they did. In 2008, I brought in to Theopsy Proxio. Proxio is an international listing service, so it's sort of a handshake networking where an agent can list a property and put it on Proxio. Now we have the International Multiple Listing Service. So when you go on an appointment, list a property with a seller, you can tell them, hey, I can do anything another broker in my area can do, but I'm also in Theopsy, and I can list you in Proxio and International Multiple Listing Service, and I can broadcast your listing to other countries. So, again, for anybody that's thinking about joining the organization, those are the tools and help that you get. When we're dealing with foreign clients purchasing land or purchasing properties in the United States, you're going to have some situation where you're going to have to transfer money, the Deutschmarks or Euros, into U.S. and translate them into the U.S. dollar. So companies like Money Corp or other organization can assist with the currency exchange.
What does it cost to join Theopsy?
$595
per year. That's an annual fee?
Yes.
Are there any requirements?
You should have somebody that sponsors you, and you should be in one of the organizations, be a real estate broker or an appraiser, or belong to one of the organizations that are under our umbrella.
Gotcha. And all that's on your website. What's your website, by the way?
Theopsy.org, spelled FIABCI.org. And there you can find a member. You can go into different countries and find a broker in the Czech Republic or Hong Kong or China or Germany or wherever internationally.
So if I had a land listing, and it doesn't matter what size, just for example, and I want to expose it to the international market, would I have to be a member of Theopsy, or can I get on one of these international websites?
You should be a member of Theopsy, yes.
Okay.
You have to be a member of Theopsy.
Gotcha. And that's worthy. I mean,
and
that's
the
very
broadcast
worthy.
Email, in my opinion, that was the number one tool. I told anyone that I was recruiting into Theopsy, if for no reason but having access to that broadcast email and blast out your listing internationally.
Right.
That right there pays for itself.
Sure. We had that in our line nationally. Well, we're in Canada and Mexico too, but, you know, we can put our listings on the, and it shares it with all the 1,300 members. Yes, sir, Bob.
Well, I'd like to go back and address the issue of foreign ownership.
Please. What do you mean, insure? Like an insurance policy on the transaction?
Pardon?
when you say insured, like insure an insurance policy on the transaction? So how do you qualify an international buyer to know they're for real? I'll put that to both of you.
You get proof of funds from the lender, from the bank, where it's going to be coming from. I have had to contact Homeland Security a couple times just to verify that this buyer was legal. And but, you know, you basically want to have them up front prove that they do have the funds.
Right.
And the deposit with earnest money is deposited. You want to make sure that everything looks
appropriate. Is that an issue? You know, I know some of our attorneys here locally, they will not do wire transfers because of the potential of fraud.
No.
That's the reason, Lou, you need to deal with a good bank, your bank, to help you handle that.
Well, wire transfer, I mean, is huge. For instance, here in Atlanta, even with residential or large tracts of lands and stuff, you got to be real careful with verifying, not just getting an email with the instructions, but to be able to verify, make a phone call and verify that the funds are there. But most of our attorneys in the state of Georgia now, they will not accept anything but a wire transfer.
Interesting. What about Bitcoin? We seen any of that in the transactions today?
I have. It's big, but I have not dealt with that. That's something that I don't have experience dealing with, Bitcoin. I know it's huge, and I know a lot of brokers use it and a lot of companies use it, but I have not had any personal experience that I can share with you about that.
What about you, Bob?
Lou, I've never had enough money, U.S. dollars, to deal with. I don't need another coin.
I hear you.
Do you do any, Lou, with Bitcoin?
No.
Okay.
No, we're in a small market here, and, you know, I don't think I've done more than 3 transactions in 30 years over $1 million. It's just, it's not the market that we're in. So that hadn't been an issue, quite frankly. I wish it was.
Okay.
You know, Lou, there's also, I forgot that it's RIPTA, which is a tax on foreign investment. When you sell properties here, they sometimes will hold out money to make sure the taxes are paid.
Right. And 1030.
Especially if you're doing leasing the property, leasing the land, or leasing an office building or something like that, you need to have them to sign the FIRPTA agreement. And that's another thing that was really important to me. We do have a couple attorneys in FIOPSI. I know we had one in Miami. I think he recently passed away, and one in Houston. So that if I had any kind of a question, international question, whether they were trying to set up a LLC or entity here, Steve Cantor was a really good attorney in Miami, and then we have an attorney in Houston, Texas.
Well, I'm sure you have members in FIOPSI that are attorneys or have contact.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's part of that networking and having an association where, you know, you can really pose any question about any issue, and there's going to be somebody somewhere that's going to be able to help you and professionally and help you through that situation.
Absolutely.
And Lou, one of the things you find with, at least I've found with foreign real estate agents, they tend to be overqualified.
Really?
They have PhD in nuclear science or a law degree, and there's some very qualified and reputable real estate offices and other companies also.
Are there any other? Are there any other international real estate organizations other than FIOPSI?
I don't belong into any other organizations except FIOPSI that are international. I belong to other organizations like AGREE, Association of Global Real Estate Exchangers. I belong to CRU, Commercial Real Estate Women, and you know, all of these organizations have international presence. I know CRU's now in London, England, and so those are the ones that I belong to.
Right.
We had one International Real Estate Council of Georgia here in Atlanta. We've got our FIOPSI chapter here. So, you know, there's only so many meetings and things you can go to. And through FIOPSI, I mean, I've gotten to travel all across the country. We've gone to Johns Hopkins University. We've gone to universities in Chicago for our education. So I stayed with FIOPSI primarily. I did not join any other international organization.
Does FIOPSI have chapters around the United States?
Yes. Yes, they do.
How many chapters do they have?
You know, that's one thing I need to check and see
that's
how many
okay.
chapters currently. I know we have one in Miami and Houston and Denver, San Francisco, San Diego. We have one in Atlanta. Florida's got several chapters, but because it's so long, it's hard for them to get together.
Sure.
So now we've got a Southeast chapter. They're trying to break it up. Our Washington and Houston chapters are real active. Our New York chapter is very active. Chicago is very active. So some of the smaller groups, they have a chapter, but I'm not sure exactly how many meetings. I used to be over all the councils, but I think a lot of them we've lost because they were too small or not having regular meetings. But the USA chapter is trying to now restructure and get the local councils get more involved. Today, I think Atlanta chapter had somebody from China come in and talk about doing business in China. And I missed that meeting because of this call, but I had some other appointments earlier as well.
Sure. But that would be on the website, right?
Yes.
And what's the website again? Right.
Nothing wrong with either one. Just the way they're organized.
Well, that's what I love about RLI. We're small, but we're dynamic with about 1,300 members, and I think we hit 550 ALCs now, which is quite impressive right. for a 73-year-old organization. But, you know, it's like a family, and I'm sure FIOPSI is too, when we get together. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's brothers and sisters akin share the same experience and the same drive and the same passion, and it's unlike anything that you would see at a national meeting. You know, it's very special.
Well, we've had you know, when we go to these different countries. I mean, I had Bob and I were talking earlier. We had a group of girls that came to Atlanta, and I hosted them all in my house, and then we all took a trip to Czech Republic, and I took them all around Czechoslovakia and showed them. They called it from graveside to from schoolyard to graveside, where I took them to where I went to school and where my grandparents were buried, and we went to all the castles and different things, and they got to see the country through my eyes that they would never really see if they just went on their own.
Absolutely.
And we've done the same thing in Japan, and we've done the same thing in other areas where a member would just host us and take us all around. So, and we had a really great retreat in Atlanta at the Stone Mountain back in 2008. That was really phenomenal, where, you know, it was just a casual event where the guys would go play golf and share stories on golf course, and then we had marketing sessions, and then we had like little workshops where we talked about how do you market yourself. We have taken advertisements together at like Unique Homes magazine and different magazines, where all the experts were there together, and so it helped. Instead of one broker paying $5,000 for one ad, there might have been 10 of us splitting that to $500 each, and then we use that. I'm still using that today as my marketing piece, because these are experts from around the country that I can contact if I need somebody in New York or Denver or Houston.
What is the difference in marketing nationally or locally, state of Georgia or MLS, versus marketing internationally? I mean, is it different? Is it social media? Is that part of it now?
You know, the marketing from when I became a member and today is totally different, because social media has changed everything.
Yeah, it has.
You can now market through Facebook. You can market through Twitter. You can market through LinkedIn. You can market different. Social media has completely changed our marketing. A long time ago, we would pay a lot of money to put in magazines and newspapers and printed advertising, whereas today everything is done electronically.
Yeah.
And that's what I loved about Theopsy, that broadcast email, being able to send that one email to multiple brokers, and it didn't really cost me anything. That right there paid for my membership.
I'm sure. One transaction is a lifetime membership.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I had...
Lou, another thing is Theopsy, they're members of the organization, like Lipham, which has a annual conference on the Riviera in France. Very high rollers there. And you just get exposed to many different levels, different kinds of people, and different talent throughout the world.
You know, if I was a young whippersnapper real estate starting out, you know, God, the opportunities are incredible. You know, that's why this show is important, to let people know about, especially real estate agents and realtors, but also the public too, and sourcing, finding a good agent that has experience and more so has contacts and networks, you know, and the drive and the ability to get things done. You know, we're...
Well, and another thing that has, we were talking about social media, that has really changed is this meetup group. I don't know if you have that in North Carolina, but I started a meetup group here in Johns Creek, which is north of Atlanta, and I just put on meetup saying Johns Creek Investors Meetup, and 17 investors showed up at my first meeting, and that grew to 995 investors over the period where I was hosting it every month at a restaurant, and people would come in and we'd share ideas and exchange and market and do things together. I think my second meetup, I got a $6 million listings out of it.
Wow.
So you can, today with social media, you can do so much, and you can market yourself in so many different ways that were not available years ago. All these apps on the cell phone people use, and yesterday, you know, I talked for maybe an hour with Czech Republic, and we used that WhatsApp application or app
that,
on the phone, and we could see each other, talk to each other, and it's all free.
Sure.
Years ago, you had to pay for all this.
Exactly.
And now everything is at your fingertips at no cost, so it has really changed.
Yeah, I had a guest on from Brazil several months ago, and that's what we used. You know, that country's changing. Their government's changed more in a positive format, and they're, what, like one of the top three food producers in the world. And actually, they're now creating funds to create rail lines and stuff to move product easier and cheaper. And it's one of the unique places in the world. I think there's one in Asia that they can actually grow two crops in one season, corn and soybeans, in a 12-month period. And this particular realtor, if you want us on our podcast, they're looking for investors down there. And you know, we use that What's Up app to communicate.
Exactly.
And it worked out perfectly. And the quality was excellent, too. So one of the best shows.
Going back to, I don't know if y'all are familiar with this. Are you familiar with the EB-5 program?
No, ma'am.
That the government has set up?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, if someone, let's just say they live in Hong Kong and they want to come to the United States, and if they bring $500,000 and employ American employees, or if they bring $1 million, they can get a green card for themselves, for their spouse, and their children.
Wow.
So it allows, and there are EB-5 centers around the country, and one of our FEOPSI members from Chicago, Steve, has set up one in Orlando with another FEOPSI member, and so the $500,000 does not go into one property, but let's just say there's a hotel built and the requirement says that you have to employ 10 Americans. Then that hotel is going to have, you know, people that clean the rooms. It's going to have people that maintenance guys. They're going to have different things. So it qualifies. So the money goes into this EB-5 project, and they can, this is one way that someone can get their green card and become investor in the United States.
So could you tie that? Could you tie that in with the opportunity zones? Could you tie that investment into an opportunity zone and then get even reap more benefits?
Right.
Wow, that's interesting. But just
so you can Google and get information on the EB-5 programs and EB-5 centers, and it's got all that information about it. So that's another a great opportunity when you're working with a foreign client that you can help them invest in the United States by bringing $500,000 or $1 million and get their green card and get their family here.
Wow. We got about 4 minutes left, just with about a minute for you guys, because we'll need a couple minutes to wrap the show up. Where do you want to leave our guests today? Just a couple things, guys, from each of you.
Well, I think they should check out the website. They should contact us if they have any questions about any transactions we've done. My name is Dagmar Sands. I'm in Atlanta. My website is worldclassrealestatebroker.com, or the simple one is dagmarsands.com. And my telephone number is 404-313-3456.
Repeat that for me.
404-313-3456. 456, and it's dagmarsands.com. And Bob, you want to give out your information?
Yes, my phone number, Bob Hatcher, 770-653-6582. Give me a call and I'll get back to you. This is a great program, Dagmar. You've inspired me.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
And do a foreign deal, okay?
Yeah, we can all put our money together and go invest somewhere in Costa Rica or someplace nice and warm, right?
We can
That's
just
another opportunity that we have. It's not just bringing clients here, but look at the Americans that are retiring and they want to go somewhere to retire where health care is good, like Costa Rica, Panama, go somewhere in the Caribbean, and we can also assist them with that information.
Hey, maybe we can do some crowdfunding.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you guys have both been terrific guests. Bob, thanks for being on again and being our guest host and bringing Dagmar to the table. And, you know, we want to get the word out of what's going on out there in the world of land around the world. So, Roddy, you want to close it
thank
out?
Thank you, Lou.
Yep, stay with me for a second. But anyway, thank you for joining us today. Let us know how you'd like to show. If you have any guests or topics that you'd like to suggest, we'd appreciate them. All questions are welcome, and all our guests may be emailed to our questions or concerns as well. The show is for the public and, most importantly, for real estate agents who do not have a source for land education. All shows are broadcast, and after the broadcast, they're downloaded to the master website, which is www.letstalkland.net, no apostrophe, letstalkland.net. Also on Podbeam and Spotify for you podsters out there. You can email me at lou@mylandpro.com, lou@mylandpro.com. My cell number is 336-669-1405. And Rodney, how do they get to the station?
Well, they can log into our website. Go to WKTE1090.com and click on there, and they can hear your show also on the Simple Radio app.
So
download
that. Just download that, and you can listen to it anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world. That's right.
So they download the Simple app, and then they put in the WKTE1090, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And off they go, and they get to listen to what? Beach music and oldies.
Beach and oldies.
And number one nominated for
5 years in a row.
5 years in a row.
Yep. For best in beach and oldies.
And that's what, for the East Coast?
Yes.
Perfect. And you got a very special award I want to acknowledge.
I did. Thank you. The Reader's Choice Award for being the best announcer 2019.
Where did you get that from?
What, The Voice?
I know where you got The Voice from.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you for another great show.
And thank
we'll
you
see
for
you
having
next
us.
Week. You're more
thank
than welcome.
You.